May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, September 9th, 2023. And today, I'll be reporting from the front lines of the global revolution in higher consciousness. So hold on to your hats, folks. Brace yourself for a roller coaster ride between deep state dystopia and high state euphoria. But first, cosmic weather report. The sun is still in Virgo and trine Jupiter in Taurus, which has powerful portents for an expansive analysis of the revolution going on in the collective consciousness of global humanity. And the moon is in the water sign of Cancer right now, so I hope your emotional body is not too disturbed by the big drama I'll be reporting today. The three newsletters I published this last week are archived at the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. So if you want a personalized multimedia show, feel free to pause the podcast if you're not listening live to watch the videos or read the articles I refer to. So as I'm sure you know by now, there's a massive global power shift brewing in the hearts and minds of global humanity. As you know, there is this mass awakening, rising up, going on. It's a process that's been accelerating ever since we went through this giant psyop the last couple of years. Call it a psyop, call it big drama with the whole COVID lockdown crazy stuff that's happened. A lot of waking up and going on, folks. That was like a real shock to the sensibilities of anyone that's basically got their head screwed on right. So, I mean, some things have been heating up this summer in more ways than one. And you can either be awake and aware of the opportunity for a great global enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. So here we go with the Cosmic Love Show. The three recent newsletters I'll be narrating today will be listed in the podcast show notes. I'll begin with the introduction to Global Crisis Resolution that was published today. Then I'll switch to the Aquarian Quantum Age Preview, published on the full moon about a week ago. Then I'll summarize The Spirit of 76, a global affair that was published a few days ago. And then I'll come back to the big news of the week from the newsletter I published today. So this is going to be kind of a round robin. I got a lot to get through, so I'm not going to drag out and go into, chew off the script with too much explanation. I'm going to follow this pretty carefully, although I do want to give some insight and outlook for understanding the overview as we go along. So let's do the introduction I'm referring to, the piece published today, Reality Report, Global Crisis Resolution. As mass illusion disintegrates, fake news is exposed, and 5D conscience integrates, the whole truth is disclosed. This is the dynamic. Mass illusion disintegrates, 5D conscience integrates. Fake news is exposed, whole truth is disclosed. This is the dynamic that at the heart of global crisis resolution. This whole waking up, wising up, rising up phenomena. So let me sum it up for initiates. And initiates are those who might consider regular readers of the 2023 Mainstream Awakening. If you're not on the list, the Cosmic Love list, where I send these newsletters, like three of them about this last week or 10 days, you can always email me at Cosmic Love, one word, Cosmic L-O-V-E, Cosmic Love at mcn.net. I'll put you on the list. And you can always, with one click, leave the list. People are coming and going all the time. There's thousands of people checking out, hearing about and checking out my list. Some people like it. Some people leave. It's just some will, some won't. So what? Next. Global humanity, and this is the whole issue, is facing a huge, challenging crisis right now. And it's becoming increasingly self-evident to more and more people. This is the self-evident truth referred to by Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence, what was going on back then, and we're seeing a parallel today, these days. So call it the Great Awakening or Revelations. The global crisis has compelled us to face our worst fears with a high state of Aquarian faith that will, wake up, wise up, rise up, and neutralize the faithless deep state fears. It's like as we wise up, in a high state of Aquarian faith, it naturally counterbalances and otherwise neutralizes the deep state of faithless fear that a lot of people are stuck in. I call it stuck in negativity, S-I-N. But anyway, visionaries who see great opportunity with these great challenges, they'll bring light to dark places. They'll bring, more light, Aquarian light and love easier and faster. That's, the true visionaries, who see the opportunity with all the challenges. It is the high state golden rule standard that cultures the great Aquarian enlightenment by way of the Holy Spirit grace of love and action. It's a lot of people, when they get into the understanding of the mysteries of God, it's not really a mystery when known. God is love and is forgiving. And that's love in action is forgiving. So that is the Holy Spirit grace that is forgiving, love in action. So focus on faith, Aquarian love, high standard of Aquarian love, geometrically ordered divinity, Aquarian love. See the good, keep it light, as in more light and love, easier and faster, and care to share. I'm going to go into it. That's the introduction I'm referring to. And I'm going to, I will say at the beginning of this that I probably will have time to get to it at the end. I'm going to move pretty fast today. But I say right at the beginning of this introduction that you can skip to the bottom for a September 3rd message. This is just 6 days ago as I give this talk. Skip to the bottom for a September 3rd message from the Aquarian Master, Aquarian Avatar, Saint Germain. So those who follow my material, my email, my radio shows, and the blogging I do, the newsletter I do that I've been publishing, I have been talking for years about how there's a process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, whereby the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil and laying the foundation for the Aquarian Golden Age. And again, there are messengers, there are bona fide, authentic messengers of God, love, source, I am presence, there for the presence. There are bona fide, authentic messengers that I refer to in the show. I embed their videos and I emphasize them for perspective. It's like, in other words, tune into the words. Don't believe what I say. Don't believe what anyone says. Check it out for yourself. If it has that ring of truth, speaks to your heart, mind, and soul, take that as your guide. And this is what all of the material I share in these shows, the videos and articles, don't believe any of it on the surface. do a survey and orient to, you know, and tune into it and how it speaks to your higher conscience, your higher self, your real self, your Christ self, Buddhic self, your how it speaks in your heart of hearts as resonating with truth. Take that as your guide. Take that as your guide. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I'm going to go back, like I said, after this introduction, I'm going to go back to the article that was published here about a little bit more than a week ago. This was on the full moon in Pisces back on August 30th, about 9 days ago. And I referenced, I kind of did a summary of epic events that are now shaping our future. You know, there's huge things going on. And this is like big picture overview, insight and outlook for understanding the overview. I go into the Aquarian frequency shift, you know, mass awakening, and there's a whole link and article on that. I go into heart coherence for general enlightenment. There's a whole article and link on that. I go into mind congruence, real intelligence. And again, the article and link on that. And the quantum age. What that will look like, Aquarian preview. There's an article and link on that. So I highly recommend you check that out. Revelations Unbound, a bunch of stuff. And I also keynote links and articles that go into the Ukraine war is finally ending is one article. Another one is Plandemic Insanity is being outed, another article there. A third article, weaponized weather is busted. You know, what's going on with weaponized weather? It's being exposed all over the world these days. Number four, the deep state cabal is dead. Interesting article. I mean, you know, it's like the wheel's still turning, but the hamster is dead. I mean, you know, the cause and course stuff, you know, we're just seeing the wheels in motion, but the deep state cabal is dead. You know, it's like claim the victory, deep, you know, the high state, see it now, then see how, you know, the deep state is disintegrating. The high state is integrating. The fifth article I refer to that you can read is how pure intention leads to ascension. And this is an article on heart coherence, the coherence factor, which is a huge thing. You know, it's like the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. And how when you tune into that, you basically, the cosmic web of cosmic love, you know, and the order of the universe as far as the coherence factor, you know, throughout the web of light, the cosmic web. It's an incredible article with videos regarding how pure intention leads to ascension. So this is big picture stuff. I begin with this. Go on to provide, you know, some HeartCom News. HeartCom Network is, of course, the name of this news group. HeartCom News with unconventional views, to say the least. And that begins with the big news that's going mainstream right now. Again, this was published about 9 days ago. It begins with some humor because it's a pretty, this is a pretty intense article. It begins with some humor, Awaken with JP. And how they're getting ready to roll out a whole new masking agenda, masking mandates. He provides a little humor there, but he kind of nails it. He nails it. It's good to begin with a little humor because there's some heavy stuff I'm getting into. The next article is by Mike Adams of Natural News, and it's about the Biden virus 2024. Make America scared again. They got to have... And it goes into explaining that we have dubbed the new variant BS24/7 and called it the, quote, election variant because it's obvious this new round of virus scare is intended to steal the 2024 election by way of nationwide mail-in voting mandated by yet another ginned-up emergency fabricated by the lawless Democrats. So the article is that 10 obvious lessons every intelligent person should have learned from COVID 1.0 that can save you from what's coming with COVID 2.0. So this is an article that was published August 29th. Great article explaining the whole strategy they used before, how they ramped up emergency powers the rationalized, you know, the mail-in voting, whereby they could steal the election, and that's exactly what they did. Believe it or not, read the article for yourself. You know, what do you think? So I got a graphic here that's kind of amazing graphics, and it says, get real, folks. Real intelligence beats artificial intel for conscientious common sense every time. So here's a little real intelligence with a cartoon for common sense. You've got some lady with a freaked out look on her face and saying, an angry look on her face, and she's saying, I'll never let a man tell me what to do with my body. And juxtaposed with that lady's image right beside it, underneath of it, is Anthony Filey, Anthony Fauci, who is smiling ear to ear, saying to this lady, but you lined up for the vax, didn't you? She's saying, I'll never let a man tell me what to do with my body. And he's saying, but you lined up for the vax, didn't you? Just smiling away. So, I mean, this is ribald humor, offensive humor to some people, I guess. But the question is, are we all liberated from lamestream media BS belief systems by now? I mean, would you agree that Fauci was just the front man for pharmacidal interests of the medical industrial complex that makes a killing by creating and treating disease? And so here's a cartoon. It's a picture of Aldous Huxley, but it's kind of funny because what he's saying is that, quote, medical science has made such tremendous progress that there is hardly a healthy human left. I heard some unfortunate truth to that. They found studies that whenever hospitals or doctors, you know, go on strike, which hasn't been that often, but the mortality in the hospitals, when hospitals go on strike, the mortality rates go way down, you know. But anyway, for decades, I've been reporting that there's powerful corporate interests that have a vested interest in the creation and management of war, disease, and population reduction for profit and power. And that's a mouthful, but I've been reporting on it for decades, and I've been going into it. And now that we can see the bad fruit of their pathological deception of public perception, you know, the last 3 years, realize that our great awakening necessitated a confrontation with the dark side concentrations of self-serving love of power as resists and resents the ordained Holy Spirit of love and action, global enlightenment. You know, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. You know, scripture, but basically, you know, light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has resentment for shining light on it. So it was common sense that sparked the American Revolution, you know, Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It's now going global with Aquarian sensibilities that involve and evolve conscientious common sense, effective sensory perception at the heart of social conscience for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. You know, we the people, all people. I mean, we live in an instant, everywhere, interactive global village, you know, for the family of mankind. It's like, you know, there is no time or space now. You know, we are one in principle. But in practice, we got all this divisive divide to conquer, you know, the dialectic of keeping us fighting among ourselves. So we don't pay attention to those puppet masters who pull on our strings and pushing our buttons. So fortunately, perhaps for you, many batches of the vaccines were non-toxic placebos for comparing results with the last election infection batches. And that experiment went bad. I mean, self-incriminating with millions of people now worldwide, that it's well documented. If you read any alternative media at all, that people are dying from these vaccines worldwide. So that experiment, you know, the great experiment, these experimental drugs, you know, to take care of this trumped up, you know, plague, which was not, it was, you know, the flu. For those who kept track of the flu, so there was no flu that year, because they attributed them all to COVID, And anyway, I'm not going to go into all that for right now. You know what I'm talking about, that have followed, you know, the show and followed, you know, the content of my newsletters over this last year. But the point is the pharmaceutical media has been accomplices to all of this, and they have a vested interest in covering it up so they don't face criminal charges. I have a little infographic here that says I'm no longer calling it COVID-19. I'm calling it the election infection. And this is followed by a Reese report that is really intense. It's about 5 minutes long, and it's very politically incorrect and inflammatory. And snowflakes and woke libtards may be offended, but any regard, those who are listening on the podcast, you can always then pause at this point if you wanted to and watch that video. About 5 minutes long. This is followed by saying an Aquarian high state naturally neutralizes, checks and balances, you know, the deep state, duh, as in dense, unconscious, and heartless. I mean, this is the dynamic and tools and processes, the culture, conscientious common sense in our global social networks. This is the pure intent of the HeartCom network and the Heartware project, as is developing Heartware and the Web 3.0 cyber ethics. I have links in the copy, you know, the article, the newsletter, that you can go deeper if you're not familiar with Web 3.0 cyber ethics. Otherwise, most people listening who've been following the show and the newsletter over the year, you are aware of what I'm referring to when I talk about a universal interface for our global mass-to-mass interaction that claims the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarian enlightenment with more love and light, light and cosmic love, easier and faster. So the vision alone, you know, all one, at one-ment, is the catalyst for a self-correcting, self-elevating, self-fulfilling prophecy to the extent that it goes mainstream in the hearts, minds, and social conscience of global humanity. So keep the faith, keep it light, as you network for the net worth of net realities, the gold standard, universal law, language, God, love, source, constitution. You know, so that's pretty much a quick summary of that second article. So I'm going to go into this third one, The Spirit of 76, Global Affair. Again, this was published September 4th. That's actually 5 days ago as I give this live. And there's a picture at the top signed by Ron Paul. And the picture is Washington, the famous picture of him in a boat crossing the Delaware River on the way to the Battle of Trenton, which was a very decisive victory when the deep state mercenaries of the empire were totally routed, leading to our independence from power elite abuse of public rights. So we're at a parallel stage of world history. Now the Spirit of 76 is a global affair. I have talked about on the show, because this is Cosmic Love Show, and I get into cosmic astrology psychology, how there's a dynamic that's well known in the astrology world, how Earth's evolutions are going through an energetic initiation, transformation, alchemy, you might say, that reflexes with what was going on back at the time of the American Revolutionary War, because Pluto is in the same degrees of Capricorn as it was back at that time. It's gone one full cycle because Pluto travels very slowly, and as it went, you know, what goes around comes around, and that Spirit of 76 has come back around with Pluto again in the same degrees of Capricorn. And again, there's a cosmic synchronicity, synergistic, you know, reflexing with the energies then and the energies now. Because Capricorn is God power, and the power shift that went on then, the power shift that's going on now, it's a global affair. Now the spirit of 76 is a global affair. This is the name of this article. And as I go on to say, we can do the impossible again, given collective vision of virtue and valor for the victory of our conscientious common sense. As again, Ron Paul said in that picture above, the American revolutionaries did the impossible, and so can we. That's the point I wanted to make. We can do it again. We can do it. And I love the quote by Thomas Paine, who wrote the most successful revolutionary treatise in history called Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution, when he said, quote, "It is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." So keep in mind that the first principles of Aquarian light language and love codes, you might say love law, the cosmic law of God loves source, are the heart of the capstone vision of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. The revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution. So the revelations at this time is the capstone vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarian light and love. So I love this quote by Woodward, T.J. Woodward, where he says, quote, "Your freedom is not limited by how things appear in the external world." So there is an internal world that is guiding and directing the collective conscience of global humanity. There's an internal world. There is cosmic law and order. And as you tune into it, at the highest level, it is all in divine order. And in the higher dimensions, you know, it's in perfect order. Now, down here in 3D and 4D, on the way to 5D, there's a lot of different polarization going on. I'll be going into that a little bit. But anyway, the God loves source vision, taking it from the top, you know, first and foremost, and I referenced this with a quote from Senate Master Hilarion, where he says, quote, "For greater wholeness, look to God in your own God reality through the vision that God holds for you, and completeness of the perfection of who you are in reality now. If you would desire greater healing of body, mind, and spirit, then see through God's eyes, first yourself, and then all life as complete." So step in the circle of wholeness, you know, folks, is what basically this is saying. You know, be thou made whole, you know. Conceive, believe, and achieve the wholeness that, you know, the holy whole, you know. And then, you know, from that perspective, you know, the man of God sees God in all man. The man of wholeness, man, woman of wholeness, sees wholeness in, you know, all mankind. So for many of us, united, and us as united sovereigns of Earth, we've had flashes of insights into a future that is beyond collective insanity, the insanity from inordinate mass fears that counter the ordained power of fearless love. Now, when I'm talking about love, and I have on the website, you know, I have the L-O-V-E with the circle, triangle, square, geometrically ordered divinity. So when I refer to God, love, source, I'm talking about basically the first principles of cosmic universal law language, you know, the order of the universe, the holographic, you know, the holographic universe, etc. The fractal order of the holographic universe. I've gone into that many times explaining this. So this article, I go into the mystical origins of cosmic love. This is the spirit of 76, again, I'm referring to the mystical origins of cosmic universal law language, love, And this is an excerpt from the article, Mystical Origins on the Path of God and Country. Provide a link on this if you haven't read that. That's a mind-blowing article. This actually happened to me. It's like one of the miracles of my life with synchronicities that are so far off the chart you can hardly imagine it. So I highly recommend, if you haven't read that article yet, Mystical Origins on the Path of God and Country, I highly recommend it. It's a true story. It's a photojournalistic story, pictures, you know, on the path. From when I went out to the door on my vision quest on the way to the mystery school and the pictures of the mystery school and things that happened that, well, you know, I mean, if it doesn't blow your mind, then you probably just don't believe it's true. But it is. It's a real deal. It's probably one of the most amazing synchronicities you've ever heard of in your life. So anyway, the integration of love symbols, you know, geometric symbols in this plan, quote unquote plan, looking down on the pyramid. If you look down on the pyramid, you know, the plan of the pyramid, it looks like a square with a cross through the middle. And right where the four sides of the pyramid come together in the center, you know, I use a little graphic circle to represent the capstone. You know, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual at the apex, you know, the fifth corner, the fifth dimension, you might say, of self and civilization. And this plan, the pyramid of self and civilization is, you know, this looking down on it, you know, and it's like a 2D representation of a 3D, you know, pyramid, which in the capstone represents, you might say, a 4D interface, you know, for real-time mass-to-mass interaction with, you know, global communications capabilities for effective sensory perception, also known as 5D vision. Now, I've got a bunch of hyperlinks in the content that I'm reading from that you can read about in more depth, you know, the pyramid of self and civilization. Real-time mass-to-mass interaction, what that looks like, you know, a real-time here-now mass-to-mass interaction capabilities. Excuse me. Quite a story there. Okay. And again, we're talking about setting the coordinates for the processes for involving and evolving effective sensory perception. You know, this metaphor of the pyramid of self and civilization, then the capstone, is referring to the, you know, 5D vision, the fifth principle. The fifth corner of the pyramid is the capstone. And the capstone, if you take the first three letters of CAP, it's an acronym for the creative ascent process, Aquarian Upwising, in Wisdom of the Crowd. There's a whole link on this Wisdom of the Crowd where you can read about the vision of how this can be achieved with interactive mass-to-mass telecommunications that involve and evolve the cloud, you might say, of collective consciousness. You know, an upgraded understanding of what it would look like in terms of freedom of assembly, how 100, 1,000, or a million people could come together at the same time with interactive standard for consciousness, the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, what that looks like, how that works, to create what's also known as the ritual of the cloud. Wisdom of the crowd, ritual of the cloud of collective conscience as a function of the language of consciousness for God, love, source, geometrically ordered divinity is a frame of reference for the first principle of cosmic law, which is the circle at one-ment, the circle of, you know, the nonlinear, all connected, instant everywhere, infinite, eternal connection with the law of the one at one-ment. So again, I play with these the metaphors for the language of consciousness, the laws of consciousness with pure geometry and love codes. I do this on a regular basis just to, you know, remind us that there are universal laws, and Hermes Trismegistus, you know, the ancient mysteries is well known to say, in the beginning, God geometrized. And in other words, God is the geometrically ordered divinity. It's the order of the universe. And that's something I go into in numerous shows. But the capstone is the keynote. The keynote relationship with the Holy Spirit. So here's a video, bond with the Holy Spirit, develop a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit by way of Saint Germain. It's a discourse through David Christopher Lewis and how the all-seeing eye of God, the capstone, represents, this capstone that is being placed on the metaphoric pyramid, fire in the middle, of self and society as is co-creating the new solar civilization which is coming to the earth. So the love of the Holy Spirit will provide the impetus and the necessary transformation as is required to bring everyone into this new global civilization. Aquarian Age, what that will look like, how that will work. Love of the Holy Spirit, and the fiery love of truth and truth of love, you know, the keynote vision whereby the Holy Spirit of love in action is represented at the interactive heart of Global Telecom and Telecare, which is the Alpha and Omega, the spirit that matters, uplifting us as United Sovereigns of Earth from Great Awakening to the Great Enlightenment, from Internet to Internet. So the mainstream media, medical marketing, and management megatrend momentum will sooner or later morph the matrix with upgrade of five core internet freedoms. Now, what that looks like, an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms, an extensive website on that you can link on. It's hyperlinked if you're not familiar with it from previous articles, that link. So I love the quote by Julian Assange, one of my heroes. When he says, you have the right, you have to start with the truth. The truth is the only way that we can get anywhere, because any decision making that is based upon lies or ignorance can't lead to a good inclusion. So we have to start with the truth. And then I go into a little bit of satire here, how masking obedience was all part of the injection compliance agenda. You know, the injection infection. It wasn't the virus that was infecting people. It was the injection. So there's a cartoon here, and there's two ladies, you know, and they're pouring tea together, and one has a mask on and saying to the other lady who doesn't have a mask on, the lady with the mask on is saying, I comply because I want it to end. And the lady without the mask on is saying, it's because you comply that it will never end. And they're both, she's just smiling as she says that. So there's a quote here, and this is from Senator J.D. Vance, who's trying to pass legislation to make mask mandates illegal. And he's saying, quote, we tried mask mandates once in this country. They failed to control spread of respiratory viruses. They violated basic bodily freedom, autonomy, and they set our fellow citizens against one another. Good point. This is finished by an infographic that says, in big, bold letters, I do not consent. And goes on to say, this is literally the most powerful affirmation you can use against the cabal. Use it everywhere and often. The more people that declare this with intent, I will not consent, I do not consent, the more people declare this with intent, the less power they will have over your reality and over the collective as a whole. Good point. Another graphic here goes on to say, what makes sex, not rape, consent? What makes a job, not slavery, consent? What makes a transaction, not robbery, consent? So, there's an article that goes on to say, screw your face diapers. Mask mandate return is sparking a we will not comply trend. Number of people on social media have declared that We will not comply with COVID mask mandates as some hospitals and businesses have moved to reinstate. And then there's big bold letters that say, mask non-compliance is the only way to end this. Just say no to all this freaking drug pushing, vaccines, drugs for whatever ails you. Yeah, yep, just say no. So, as I recently explained in the two-page article on the Aquarian Great Awakening, we've got about 3 years of upwising, uprising, out of the deep state dystopian devolution before a great enlightenment, you know, quantum shift to a high state of full-blown revelations of us as united sovereigns of Earth, family of mankind as kind men and women, under the Aquarian constitution of universal love, global unity. So just saying, look forward to how we can move forward. The future may not be easy going, but be assured the harder the conflict, the greater the victory. So I highly recommend we claim the victory with one, keep a sense of humor, joy frequency. Two, keep a pure faith, love frequently. And three, network freely, pay it forward, caring by sharing in the spirit of 76, theme of this article. So I'm wrapping it up with the cause of America. This is a quote by Thomas Paine, wrote Common Sense, 1776. Quote, the cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. So that's the spirit of 76 that brings us back to the rest of the article I published today, which, again, begins with this keynote understanding. You know, following the spirit of 76, a global affair, is a quote by Jefferson, just nails it. The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history. Whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So Jefferson was very outspoken in his later years, saying that the revolution had failed to create more balance between corporate interests and public interests. I mean, there's still a big disconnect between the love of profit, you know, for stockholders, and the profit of love, you know, of by and for the people. So that disconnect is the core conflict of interest between we the people and corporatocracy. Jefferson was appalled, at the self-serving, moneyed power focused on, quote, monopolizing property ownership, as we see today with power elite potentates, you know, pirate monopolists who are ethical influence. And there's a graphic here of Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, saying, you will own nothing. I mean, we used to call these power elite potentates, you know, robber barons. But then they bought out big media, you know, they were the original, you know, the Rockefellers really parlayed there as the first billionaire. He parlayed huge amounts of money into buying out big media. Of course, it's the Rockefeller drug pharmaceutical companies that profited from this. And they're the drug pushers today. They're all, again, it's not just Rockefeller. It's BlackRock now. They're all tied into these hedge funds, these giant funds, BlackRock, State Street, etc. You know what I'm referring to if you follow my stuff. But anyway, they used to call them robber barons, and then they bought out big media and scrubbed the record of their inordinate love of power at the expense of the power of love. And so Jefferson warned us. I mean, the guy was prescient. It was prophetic. He said, Constitution was ratified, and he saw the problems with the banking system. And he said that Jefferson said that, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, then first by inflation, then by deflation, Banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. And then along came the Federal Reserve Bank, which was privately owned and has been for 100 years, doing what they do, which is behind the crisis we have now. I mean, there's a new economic order that's going global. I've been writing about the BRICS nations and how there's a movement towards a gold standard and the quantum financial system, the QFS. You can read about that on the link on the quantum financial system. This disrupts the monopoly on paper money by the Federal Reserve, quote-unquote Federal Reserve, that is not federal. It's private banks and has no reserve. They print dollars out of thin air. So this Fed fraud has gone pathological with profiteering on disease and war at the expense of public health and peace. It has become self-evident to global netizens that a deep state of corporate tyranny in America is running roughshod on core constitutional freedoms. A medical media military complex of empire mercenaries have infiltrated core social institutions to manipulate and monopolize control of the physical and human resources of the earth. Like insatiable greed. And then there's a cartoon here, take the edge off a little bit, called The Echoes of Dying Tyrants. And it has graphic of the Praetorian Guard officer and from the Gestapo, an officer from the KGB, and an officer in the FBI in riot gear. And the article that follows is, the FBI's Gestapo-like tactics are hallmarks of an authoritarian regime. From September 1st, Technocracy News, and it goes on to say that all authoritarian regimes, including technocracy, require an enforcement function. Secret police, secret courts, secret government agencies, surveillance, censorship, intimidation, harassment, torture, brutality, widespread corruption, entrapment, indoctrination, and indefinite detention. And that's what we're seeing, folks. The next crisis is anybody's guess, but the government is ready to lock down the nation. This is an article by John and Nisha Whitehead from September 5th. And as they say, first came 9/11, which the government used to transform itself into a police state. Then the COVID-19 pandemic hit, which the police state used to test out its lockdown powers. Think about that, folks. Might read that twice. Heads up, alert of the week. Now, this is intense. I got to admit, this is intense. I don't recommend this for snowflakes and, for people that are, you know, the poor in spirit, you know, are suffering from victim dictum. I don't recommend this. This video is very intense. It's about how they plan to activate Plandemic 2.0. And it goes on to say Rashid Buttar, who we think was assassinated, he's dead now. Quotes from him, an attorney, this is one of the reasons why we think that he was taken out, because of his truth-telling here. So he's in here, attorney Todd Callender, Karen Kingston, and retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McErnie, explain how 5G and hydrogel plus nanotechnology and the mRNA vaccine, quote-unquote, shots, are planned for use to activate pathogens as documented in their patent descriptions. Again, warning, this is disturbing to victim dictum. So that's intense, but the next one is perhaps even more intense. It's a video that says, always remember, Building 7. This is a five-minute reality report on the whole 9/11, the towers. Always remember this Building 7. It's a story of Building 7 on 9/11. Byline, this is from the Reese Report, about 5 minutes long. Many have forgotten, and it's time to wake up to preempt another false flag tyranny psyop. So a little break from that energy, talking about, the collective trauma that we've all suffered from not just 9/11, but the video before that, the trauma from this whole COVID-19 insanity. And these are, it's like a 1-2 punch, some pretty powerful stuff. So I'm changing gears here, and expose the lie and expose the truth. How bad things are, how good things can be. We're going to shift into how good things can be with the welcome of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. There's a quote here by Dr. Maloney says, "The future so many of us have been hoping for, where a large segment of the population turns against the woke ideology, is gaining momentum." So this is a good reference to the dynamic that's going on right now. This is an article that's in that vein that follows this called "The Counterculture Revolution is Already Here." This is by Sasha Stone back on September 5th. And here's an excerpt from her article. She says, "The song Rich Men North of Richmond has racked up 57 million views on YouTube in just a few short weeks. It could be a song about the fires in Maui or the train derailment in East Palestine. It could be for a father whose parental rights have been terminated because he loves his daughter, who now insists that she's his son." Crazy stuff going on, folks. So the empire, I go on to say, the empire wanted to lock down American freedoms in 1776, and they're trying to do it now. They are losing control of the narrative that their global military might, roughly 750 U.S. foreign military bases spread across 80 nations, that their might is right, justified. So they're forcing the issue, as all degenerate empires do, eviscerating the Constitution, of course, sovereign rights, and betraying the hypocritic oath of do no harm. Millions have died worldwide, have died from the experimental mRNA vaccines, but the lamestream media maintains they are safe and effective, and we should line up for more this fall. So, who would do that after what we know now? Billions worldwide are now awakening to the evil of toxic vaccines that poison the populace for massive back-end profits, treating the toxic side effects with more toxic drugs for whatever ails you. It's not just coincidence that the power elite psychopath behind this pharmacidal tyranny have a eugenics population reduction agenda. Anyone who reads this newsletter regularly is well aware that they should avoid toxic vaccines because mainstream drug pushing is like the plague of death and dying not seen since the Dark Ages. And I love the quote by Krishnamurti in this regard when he says, quote, "It is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society." So again, I'm shifting gears. I'm taking it back up. The global holistic healing is our Aquarian destiny. Systemic holistic healing begins with a grassroots, a net roots networking of the whole truth in the face of the big lie. As at the time of the American Revolution, only about 1-3% of the colonists were involved with the fighting. The rest were just trying to survive the encroaching tyranny. Likewise, today, there's about 1-3% of global netizens who have a sphere of influence, with the 20% who do 80% of enlightened networking in social media networks. These cultural creatives, opinion leaders, and spiritual activists all contribute to social conscience in our local and global social networks. I love the quote by the Constitution's chief architect, James Madison, who said, quote, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." So enlightened conscience, like common sense, may yet be uncommon, but as we move from Great Awakening to Great Enlightenment in the Aquarian Quantum Age, a very few who attain a high frequency of love and action, as infrequently, can hold the balance and raise the standard of conscience for masses who are just beginning to wise up and rise up, ascending with a higher standard of living, as thrives with a higher standard of conscientious common sense atonement, effective sensory perception, Holy Spirit love and action. And here's a quote, one of my favorite quotes. One individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at lower weakening levels. This is from the decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology, as documented in the book Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology. So he provides a chart regarding this. I go into more articles and videos on the problem and the solution, some great cartoons, and finishing up by a great quote by Saint Germain, a fiery discourse. You have to wait for it. He works up to it. On the great cosmic awakening and empowerment of Holy Spirit to resolve deep state disease with high state divine alchemy. So that's probably the highlight of this presentation. The message from Saint Germain on supernalize all that is in your heart, mind, and soul. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been heard, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.